recurring theme in these podcasts is the challenge for fantasy managers trying to predict something that has never happened. I brought this up before with, I think it might have been Jackson Smith and Jigba, that someone who has never been in the top 10 as a fantasy wideout, how do you predict that they're going to be elite if they've never been in the top 10? You do if you believe in it, if the numbers show, if your research shows, but when an ADP is sitting at 12 or 14 or something like that, it's because most managers don't see it. They just don't see how someone can take that leap. They'd rather trust that someone who's done it before will do it again. Joe Flacco last night, what he was able to do, what the Bengals were able to do. And when I say what he was able to do, obviously a big part of what he was able to do was Ja'Marr Chase. And to a lesser extent, but still important extent, T. Higgins. Something I raised when, in a podcast episode when Flacco, was traded to Cincinnati and all of the questions surrounding, you know, this aged quarterback who has been past his prime, it seems like, for 6 or 7 years. And then he keeps having this resurgence, you know, on a team. And then he shows his true colors, so to speak, and, you know, looks like he's finished. And then suddenly rebounds. This rebound was something that I couldn't predict at all. But I did raise the question a couple weeks ago, which was, the one thing about Flacco that we can't predict is based on the fact that he's never had a receiver as talented as Ja'Marr Chase. That throughout his entire career, going back 17, 18 years, whatever it is, I think since, 2008, he's had many good wide receivers, no doubt about it. He's never had the best or one of the best in the game that he's throwing to. He targeted Chase last night 23 times, and Chase caught like 16 of them. That was the difference. I mean, it probably would have been a blowout loss for Cincinnati if Chase had been injured. I mean, just realistically, Chase was the difference maker, and Flacco was elevated because he was throwing to arguably the greatest or one of the greatest wide receivers in the game, and probably one of the greatest in the last 5 years. No way to know what Flacco would do in that circumstance compared to throwing to Jerry Jeudy and, you know, Cedric Tillman, and a couple of good tight ends, you know, and a backfield, some of whom can catch balls. Like it's apples and broccoli in terms of the difference from going to Cleveland in that system with those personnel and then going to Cincinnati with Ja'Marr Chase, principally. And so it's a good thing, it's going to be a short episode, but it's important because the question was raised a couple weeks ago. We now see the answer. The answer is that Flacco is far better in Cincinnati than he was in Cleveland. There's a reason for that. And in fact, you could argue that Flacco is better than he's been in years, and there is a reason for that. That you put an aged post-prime, really shouldn't be starting anymore quarterback, and pair him with an ideal receiver combination in Chase and then also Higgins. You know, very few teams have that kind of combination, led by a guy, again, who is uber elite, and you see what happens to a guy like Flacco. Now, we don't know what's going to happen for the rest of the season until Joe Burrow comes back. Last night might have just been a perfect storm of dominance for everybody involved. But I will say this, they've got the Jets up next, and then they've got the Bears at home, both those games at home. There is a scenario, a realistic scenario now, where the Bengals are 5-4 going into their bye week. And suddenly, they're looking like a playoff contender at that point, or at least have a shot at being a playoff contender for when Joe Burrow invariably returns. In the meantime, the next time we see someone who, you know, a quarterback, let's say, you know, take Carson Wentz is a good example. Last played a game in Washington, I guess it was 2 years ago, his last start. Maybe it was more than that, but I think it was 2 years ago. And he was washed up. Maybe it was 3 years ago. He was washed up, had no business ever, starting another game, is what many people believed. And frankly, I saw the game and, I saw some of his games that season. He looked awful. But then you stick him with Justin Jefferson, and now we have a quarterback controversy between him and JJ McCarthy. We see it over and over again. You don't know how good Carson Wentz can be unless you put him with an elite receiver. And then you can start to assess, can the elite receiver elevate him enough where he can be good? And by good, it means make sure that that elite receiver gets his yards, gets his touchdowns, his targets, all that. Chase is a unique guy, and Flacco's a unique quarterback. And the fact that Flacco has been able to persevere and get to this point is a testament to his abilities. And the fact that when he was down and out, let's say in Cleveland earlier this year, and looked washed up, Cincinnati saw something in him. I viewed it as, a desperate move, but they probably saw, hey, you put him, an experienced quarterback, with our elite wide receiver and our great number two, and great things are going to happen. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog, email me anytime. See you tomorrow.